basically the International Network of Societies for Catholic Theology, which is a sort of a federation of different national and regional associations of Catholic theologians across the world, has asked each of its members to focus on the theme of power abuse and the sort of the capacity of theology to help overcome it. And to take that theme and to interpret it, use it, do with it what's relevant and timely in sort of each region's specific setting at the moment. And we were very conscious early on, it was myself, and then we quickly got together a consortium of institutions and interested people, Heathrop College in London, University of Durham, also in the UK, University College Dublin in Ireland, the University of Trnava in Slovakia, and the University of Opole in Poland. So this conference is the, sort of the first fruits of what we hope is going to be a 2-3 year project, hopefully with events, workshops, research projects, publications across Europe.
So it's much more than just looking into the sex abuse crisis and its aftermath, isn't it? It's really looking at the problem that lies behind that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, as a group of Catholic theologians with the theme overcoming abuse, the sexual abuse crisis has to be a huge part of what we're looking at, and it's very much central to the project. But we're also very much aware that this cannot hope to be understood within a vacuum. Some of the speakers at the conference have been talking about how, you know, this is a sort of a symptom of wider issues in the church, in society. I mean, even focusing just on sexual abuse is an issue just within Catholic, Christian, religious settings. This really is endemic. I mean, this is universal. So we're trying to bring in bioethicists, sociologists, psychologists, lawyers, secular and canon, sort of all the disciplines we can to try and, I guess, go deeper under some of the issues around sexual abuse, but to set them into this wider context, sort of wider view about power and its abuses in general.
Are you looking at sort of conclusions at an academic level, or are you hoping to come up also with practical ideas, ways of tackling this abuse of power that you describe as endemic within the church?
Well, endemic within society and the church being part of society. It's early days, and a lot of what the project will end up producing will sort of be planned out on the basis of this initial gathering. There's about 60 people from, well, across Europe, but also from Asia, North America, Latin America. And we're very much hoping that this is going to have positive benefits, I mean, church and the common good. We're engaging with practitioners in safeguarding. There's a lot of very great work in safeguarding being done in Europe, being done across the world, and we're delighted to have some of those people here. We're hoping very much to engage with the survivors and victims network. But that said, we are predominantly academic theologians who have jobs in universities, and in order to justify our time, there will be academic output too.
Have you already had contacts with survivors' networks? Because, as you know, many of them are quite reluctant, don't see the church as really engaging with the deeper issues.
No, sure. There are survivors at this conference. I mean, it just so happens that there are. And nevertheless, I'm very sort of painfully aware that the one thing missing at this conference, which has been wonderful in so many ways so far, is the lack of that explicit voice. And for the first meeting, beginning this project, I was conscious myself, because I don't want to do it wrong, and it's a sensitive issue, and I think there's a danger sometimes in sort of wheeling out people as sort of Exhibit A, and I think that itself can be quite sort of abusive. So we're trying to find ways. There's people at the conference who've done a lot of work with survivors and victims, people like Marie Keenan, people like Baroness Holland, like Monsignor Shikluna, and certainly in the next planning out of the project, we're going to sort of work on how to bring some of those networks on board and to see what we can do for them, really. It's not about, you know, come and tell us stuff and we'll do it. It's about, this is theologians, bioethicists, philosophers, social scientists in the service of the church, and therefore in the service of these people who some horrific things have happened to.